Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldreich, and today Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Yadol, the first parak, Dinei Mamonos V'Shlosha. The Zichu Maseches Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav said, "Baram Zachor Osei Ish L'Tov." In fact, that man should be remembered for good, namely Rav Yud ben Vavo, because if not for him, the laws of Knassos would have been eliminated from Yisrael, since they require smicha to rule on them. The Romans once decreed that anyone who gives smicha or receives it would be killed, and the city where it took place would be destroyed with its surrounding tchum boundary. Rav Yehuda ben Vavo went between two large mountains, between two cities, and between two tchum boundaries, and gave smicha to five elders, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Rav Yossi, and Rav Elazar ben Shemua, and some add Rav Nechemiah. When they were discovered, Rav Yehuda ben Vavo told the students to run. They asked what would become of him, and he replied, "Harni mutu lifnem ke'evin she'en lahovchim. I'm placed before them like a rock that no one can turn." The Gemara says that the enemy drove 300 iron spears into him and made him like a sieve. Point number two, Rav Yishuv ben Levi said there is no smicha outside Eretz Yisrael, which means it cannot be conferred outside Eretz Yisrael. But one who received smicha in Eretz Yisrael can rule on knassos in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara asks, if those giving smicha are inside Eretz Yisrael, but those receiving it are in Chutz La'aretz, can smicha be given? The Gemara proves from two incidents in which Rabbi Yochanan sought to confer smicha, but could not because they were not with him. The Gemara relates that Rabbi Yochanan strove to give smicha to Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Hoshaya and was upset when he was unsuccessful. However, they explained to him that they descend from the house of Eli, from whom the Pasuk says there would never be a zakin, an elder, meaning a recipient of smicha. Rabbi Zer used to hide to avoid receiving smicha because Rabbi Elazar said, "Lom havi kavel l'kayam," always be in the dark, meaning unknown, and thereby live. However, when he heard Rabbi Elazar's other statement, "Ein adam olu gedula, elim ken molchen l'alkovo nosav," no person rises to a position of greatness unless heaven forgives all his sins, he strained himself to obtain smicha. And point number three, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon required three members of Sanhedrin to measure from a murder victim to nearby cities for Egla Rufa, and Rabbi Yehuda required five. Rabbi Shimon darshens the plural term zikanecha, your elders, to require two, and since a base then cannot be an even number, three are required. The term shoftecha teaches to require mimiyuchadim shibo shoftecha, the unique among your judges, meaning members of Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with this drasha and adds another two judges from the superfluous vav of vishoftecha. Our Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says, "Zikanecha zo Sanhedrin, your elders," this refers to Sanhedrin, "and Shoftecha, your judges," teaches to require the king and kohen gadol. The Gemara asks if he agrees with one of the Tanaim of our Mishnah regarding the number of judges required, or if he requires the entire Sanhedrin. A brisa is eventually brought which states that a zakim mamre, a rebellious elder, is not punished if he ignores Sanhedrin's ruling, which he received outside of the Lishkas Agazis when they left to measure for Egla Rufa or other reasons. Since zakim mamre can only apply if the entire Sanhedrin was present, that tana must hold the entire Sanhedrin is necessary to measure for Egla Rufa. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, Rav said, "Baram Zocher Osei Ish L'Tov." In fact, that man should be remembered for good, namely Rabbi Yehuda ben Vavo, because if not for him, the laws of Knassos would have been eliminated from Yisrael, since they require smicha to rule on them. The Romans once decreed that anyone who gives smicha or receives it would be killed, and the city where it took place would be destroyed with its surrounding tchum boundary. Rabbi Yehuda ben Vavo went between two large mountains, between two cities, and between two tchum boundaries, and gave smicha to five elders, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, and some add Rabbi Nechemiah. When they were discovered, Rav Yehuda ben Vavo told the students to run. They asked what would become of him, and he replied, "Harni mutu lifnem ke'evin she'en lahovchim. I'm placed before them like a rock that no one can turn." The Gemara says that the enemy drove 300 iron spears into him and made him like a sieve. Point number two, Rav Yishuv ben Levi said there is no smicha outside Eretz Yisrael, which means it cannot be conferred outside Eretz Yisrael, but one who received smicha in Eretz Yisrael can rule on knassos in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara asks, if those giving smicha are inside Eretz Yisrael, but those receiving it are in Chutz La'aretz, can smicha be given? The Gemara proves from two incidents in which Rabbi Yochanan sought to confer smicha, but could not because they were not with him. The Gemara relates that Rabbi Yochanan strove to give smicha to Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Hoshaya and was upset when he was unsuccessful. However, they explained to him that they descend from the house of Eli, from whom the Pasuk says there would never be a zakin, an elder, meaning a recipient of smicha. Rabbi Zer used to hide to avoid receiving smicha because Rabbi Elazar said, "Lom havi kavel l'kayam," always be in the dark, meaning unknown, and thereby live. However, when he heard Rabbi Elazar's other statement, "Ein adam olu gedula, elim ken molchen l'alkovo nosav," no person rises to a position of greatness unless heaven forgives all his sins, he strained himself to obtain smicha. And point number three, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon required three members of Sanhedrin to measure from a murder victim to nearby cities for Egel Rufa, and Rabbi Yehuda required five. Rabbi Shimon darshens the plural term zekanecha, your elders, to require two, and since a base then cannot be an even number, three are required. The term shoftecha teaches to require mimiyuchadim shibo shoftecha, the unique among your judges, meaning members of Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with this drasha and adds another two judges from the superfluous vav of v'shoftecha. Our Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says, Zekanecha zo Sanhedrin, your elders, this refers to Sanhedrin, and Shoftecha, your judges, teaches to require the king and Kohen Gadol. The Gemara asks if he agrees with one of the Tanaim of our Mishnah regarding the number of judges required, or if he requires the entire Sanhedrin. A brice is eventually brought which states that a Zakam Mamre, a rebellious elder, is not punished if he ignores Sanhedrin's ruling, which he received outside of the Lishkas Agazis when they left to measure for Egel Arufa or other reasons. Since Zakam Mamre can only apply if the entire Sanhedrin was present, that Tana must hold the entire Sanhedrin is necessary to measure for Egel Arufa. Alright, so now we go to Siman Daf Yadal, and our standard Siman relates to Yad, hands, and we use a juggler for the Siman. A juggler juggling with his hands. So here goes. The juggler juggling spears and five pins with the names of great rabbis with smicha on them, who only did the smicha routine in Eretz Yisrael for audiences in Eretz Yisrael, almost dropped one of his pins when he was shocked seeing the entire Sanhedrin walk by on their way to measure for an egla, Arufa. Once again, it's a motion. The juggler, that must be on Duff. Juggler. The juggler juggling spears and five pins with the names of great rabbis with smicha on them, which reminds us, Gemara relates how Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba sacrificed his life to perpetuate smicha when he gave it to five zekanim and was subsequently killed by the Romans who drove 300 spears into him. So the juggler juggling spears and five pins with the names of great rabbis with smicha on them, who only did the smicha routine in Eretz Yisrael for audiences in Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us, we learned that smicha can only be given if both the party giving the smicha and the parties receiving the smicha are in Eretz Yisrael. So the juggler juggling spears and five pins with the names of great rabbis with smicha on them, who only did the smicha routine in Eretz Yisrael for audiences in Eretz Yisrael, almost dropped one of his pins when he was shocked seeing the entire Sanhedrin walk by on their way to measure for an egla arufa, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about the number of dayanim for egla arufa, and the third opinion requires the entire Sanhedrin to come to measure for it. So once again, the juggler juggling spears and five pins with the names of great rabbis with smicha on them, who only did the smicha routine in Eretz Yisrael for audiences in Eretz Yisrael, almost dropped one of his pins when he was shocked seeing the entire Sanhedrin walk by on their way to measure for an egel arufa. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Yud. So the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden. That must be on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden, right next to a basin of 23, where cases of Malkus were tried, which reminds us that Gemara brings sources from the Malkus if Malkus requires 3 or 23 Dayanim. Rabbi Shmuel requires 23 judges for Malkus, and Abai explains he derives it from a Gezer Shava of Rasha from Chayvi Misas. Rabbi says that Malkus b'makam miso metas. Malkus stands in place of the death penalty. Rashi explains that he deserves death for transgressing Hashem's command, and is another form of a death penalty, requiring 23 judges. So the minion of Yidden, right next to a basin of 23, where cases of Malkus were tried, watch three Dayanim in their shul do Kiddush HaChodesh on the 30th day, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that three judges are required for Ibra HaChodesh, adding a day into the month. Rav explains that the Mishnah means that Kiddush, which is on the Yom Ibur, meaning the potentially added day, the 30th day, requires three Dayanim. This Tana holds that basin is only Mekadosh the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, but not when Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day. So the minion of Yidden, right next to a basin of 23, where cases of Malkus were tried, watched three Dayanim in their shul do Kiddush HaChodesh on the 30th day, and started signing up for their upcoming shul trip to watch 3, 5, and then 7 Dayanim be involved in Ibra Hashanah, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rebbe Meir taught that Ibra Hashanah, adding a month to the year, requires three Dayanim, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, B'shloshim maschilin, they begin with three judges, u'b'chamisha nosim and nosim, they discuss it with five, v'gomrim b'shiva, and finalize it with seven. Two explanations are given for what these numbers correspond to. The first is they respond to the 3, 5, and 7 words in the 3 psukim of Birkos Kohanim. The second is that three judges correspond to the 3 shomri asaf, gatekeepers. The 5 correspond to the 5 moroi p'nei ha-melech, of those ministers who saw the king's face regularly, and the 7 correspond to the 7 roya p'nei ha-melech, ministers who saw the king's face. Daf Yud Aleph. So the Zimmer Daf Yud Aleph is 11 stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. When the judges gathered to extend the year, a rabbi wearing a star hat, star? That must be more duff. Yud Aleph, stars. When the judges gathered to extend the year, a rabbi wearing a star hat took the blame for coming uninvited, which reminds us it was taught in Braisa that a leap year is only established by judges designated by the Nasi. Once Rabbi Gamliel instructed 7 judges to come discuss extending the year, but found 8 judges there. He announced that whoever came without permission should leave. Shmuel Katan said it was he, but he had not come to participate, but to observe the process. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Sit, my son, sit. Ruyas kol shanim kuan li sabra al yadcha. It's fitting that all the leap years should be extended by you, but the Chachamim said that only designated judges may do so." The Gemara says that in truth, Shmuel Katan was not the undesignated person, but he sought to save that person from embarrassment. So when the judges gathered to extend the year, a rabbi wearing a star hat took the blame for coming uninvited. As the judges placed stars on the chart showing the grain, trees, and seasons as deciding factors, which reminds us, the Gemara brings various factors for establishing a leap year. One braisa lists 3 factors for extending the year: Ha'aviv, the ripening of grain, which must be before Pesach; Perza Ilan, ripening of trees' fruits in time for Shavuos, for Bikurim; and Hatakufa, ensuring the season begins in the correct month, as discussed on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The year is only extended if 2 of these 3 factors are present. Our previous braisa is adding that if the required animals have not matured, this can be the second factor for extending the year. So when the judges gathered to extend the year, a rabbi wearing a star hat took the blame for coming uninvited. As the judges placed stars on the chart showing the grain, trees, and seasons as deciding factors, and the crowd rejoiced with star-like fireworks when Yehuda was one of the regions with the late crops, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa that 3 regions are considered for extending the year because of late ripening crops: Yehuda, Eber Yarden, and Galil. The year is extended if 2 of these regions are experiencing late crops, but not for 1. If Yehuda is one of those regions, everyone's happy because it means Yehuda's grain, which is ideal for the Omer, will still be moist. A Raisa teaches that the year must be extended in Yehuda, but if it was extended in Galil, the extension is effective. Daf Yud Beis. So the Siman Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers. 12 brothers? That must be Maran Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers playing the Ibur Hashanah game, who called one of the brothers out when he was Ma'aber before Rosh Hashanah, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, "Ein Ma'aber Nes Hashanah Lifnei Rosh Hashanah." We do not extend the year before Rosh Hashanah. If they did, it's ineffective. If an extension would be announced so early, it may be forgotten by other Sheni, leading people to eat chametz on the actual Pesach. In cases of urgent need, where they may not find qualified judges, or a foreign power may later prevent them, they can be Ma'aber the year immediately after Rosh Hashanah. So the 12 brothers playing the Ibur Hashanah game and called one of the brothers out when he was Ma'aber before Rosh Hashanah, started to argue why the brother dressed as a king was out, whether it was that he was Ma'aber because he said they were all Tame, which reminds us, the Gemara brings about chokas about being Ma'aber the year because of Tuma. A braisa states, "Ein Ma'aber Nes Hashanah b'fnei HaTuma." We do not extend the year because of Tuma of a majority of Jews at the time of the Karban Pesach. Rav Yehuda holds that although someone Tame may not bring Karbanas, Tuma hutra b'tzibur. Tuma is permitted for the community, meaning when a communal carbon must be brought, and most Jews are tame. Since it's permitted outright and not duchuya, it's not pushed aside, there's no need to ma'aber the year, and he holds it is ineffective if they did so. Rav Yehuda supported his position with the incident in which Chizkiah HaMelech extended the year because of Tuma, u'bikesh rachamim al atzmo, and he begged Hashem to have mercy on him when he realized his error, because communal Tuma is hutra for Karban Pesach, and the year should not have been extended. So the 12 brothers playing the Ibur Hashanah game, who called one of the brothers out when he was Ma'aber before Rosh Hashanah, started to argue why the brother dressed as a king was out, whether it was that he was Ma'aber because he said they were all Tameh, or because he was Ma'aber on the 30th day of Adar, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a second explanation of Chizkiah's mistake, that he was Ma'aber the year on the 30th day of Adar. His error was about Shmuel's ruling that we cannot extend the year on the 30th day of Adar, since it's able to be designated as Nisan. Chizki was Ma'aber the year on the 30th of Adar because he didn't hold of Shmuel's ruling, but later retracted. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simur Daf Yud Gimel is a Bar Mitzvah Bacher. So here goes. The Bar Mitzvah boy. Bar Mitzvah boy, that must be on Daf Yud Gimel. The Bar Mitzvah boy totally lost the crowd when he darshaned about the day of the Tishrei season falling out in Chol HaMoed and Yom Tekufa Gomer, or Maschil, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Machlokes about Ibur Shana to ensure the autumn Tekufa is in Chag HaAsif. So the Bar Mitzvah boy totally lost the crowd when he darshaned about the day of the Tishrei season falling out in Chol HaMoed and Yom Tekufa Gomer, or Maschil. And when he changed tracks and explained how the Nisan season falling out after 14 days in Nisan gives us a leap year, which reminds us more, brings the fifth opinion that Tekufas Nisan must fall in the renewal of Nisan. So the Bar Mitzvah boy totally lost the crowd when he darshened about the day of the Tishrei season, falling out in Chol HaMoed and Yom Tekuf HaGomer, or Maschil. And when he changed tracks and explained how the Nisan season falling out after the 14 days in Nisan gives us a leap year, three rabbis got up from the head table and called him Rebbe, giving him Smicha, which reminds us, Rav Acha Breda Rava asked Rav Ashi if the one giving Smicha must literally lean his hand on the one receiving Smicha, and he answered, no, they ordain him by giving a title. They call him Rebbe, and they give him permission to judge Dine Kanasos. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do the one receive Smicha by giving him a title of Rebbe, permitting him to judge Dine Kanasos? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number two. Which stuff do you learn that three factors considered for extending the year are the Aviv, Peros, Elon, and Tekufa? That's on Daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number three. Which stuff do you learn the reason for requiring 23 judges in a case of Motzi Shemra? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number four. Which stuff do you learn about the number of Dayanim for Egel Arufa and the third opinion requires the entire Sanhedrin? That's on Daf Yadalik. Good. Number five. Which stuff do you learn how Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba sacrifices life to perpetuate smicha? That's on Daf Yadalik. Good. Number six. Which stuff do you learn about Chizki HaMelech's mistake about being ma'abr the shana because of tuma, since tuma hutra b'tzibur? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do you learn about Ibur Shana to ensure the autumn tekufa is in Chaga Asif? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do we learn smicha can only be given if both parties are together in Eretz Yisrael? That's on Daf Yud Dalet. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do you discuss if Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for implying he could resolve all difficult questions? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number ten. Which stuff do we learn about the second explanation of Chizkiah's mistake that he was ma'abr the year on the 30th day of Adar? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.